your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight, or I should say this afternoon on WCDO, as we are going to have a long day and night here of hoops. We're going to be doing three games here today on WCDO. This is our first one as we come to you live from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton, better known as just the arena to all the locals, as we have the girls Section 4 Class C finals from the arena, the number one BG Bobcats taking on the number two Watkins Glen Senecas. Welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers in O'Hara, which is the coaches, players, and fans of both teams, the best in today's game. We'll take one quick break. When we come back, we'll get you set for tip-off here to see who will be representing Class C Section 4 in the state tournament. These are two very evenly matched teams. Of course, we've been following Bainbridge-Guilford all year long, and they played very well in their semifinal win over Newfield, winning 55-38 just 2 days ago on Thursday night. We'll come back. We'll break it all down. Stay tuned. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball this afternoon on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull on WCDO today, live from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena, as we get set for the girls Section 4 Class C championship game between the one seed, the BG Lady Bobcats, taking on the two seed, the Watkins Glen Senecas. BG comes in with a record here this afternoon, and they have done very, very well this season with a record of 18-2. Watkins Glen comes in with a record of 16-4. You know, when they make the tournament brackets, of course, if all mathematics hold true, one should play two, and that's how it's worked out in this tournament, as we can break down how each team got here. Bainbridge-Guilford, the one seed, had a first-round bye. They advanced to the second round automatically and took on Unitigo from the MAC. It was a great game, as Unitigo was up 24-13 at the half before BG was able to come back with a 30-7 run in the second half, finally got their shooting going. They defeated the Lady Spartans 38-33. Then BG advanced to the semifinals just last Thursday night to take on number 4 seed Newfield. That game was supposed to be last Tuesday, but because of the snowy weather this week in the Sydney and Bainbridge area and really around all of central New York, that game was pushed until Thursday. So BG came out Really, really hot right from the get-go. They got up 12-2 in just the opening couple of minutes of that game. They advanced with a 55-38 victory over Newfield to advance here to the finals. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, they started also with a first-round bye, had to go to the second round to take on 3 seed Elmira Notre Dame. They win that game 45-25. They advance to take on Lansing, and they defeat Lansing in the semifinals. Lansing was the 3 seed. They win that game 51-46 to advance to the finals to take on Bainbridge-Guilford. If we have any Watkins Glen listeners joining us today on our web stream, we want to welcome you in. It's great to have listeners from all around the country as well as New York State, and I know we had a lot of Newfield listeners the other night. And if we have any Watkins Glen listeners, glad to have you along on WCDOsports.com. That service is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Clock is winding down here. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups, and we'll have the starting lineups coming in just a couple of minutes as we get set for this Section 4 Class C Championship game. We're at the arena right now. We're going to have 2 games later today up at Oneonta State, the Class D Section 4 Finals. The girls' game at 4 o'clock, the boys' game at 6 o'clock. So a full day ahead. And, of course, CDO just wrapped up their live coverage from Butler Auto Sales as well. So it's been a busy day here for CDO. Both teams getting set. A nice crowd filing in. Of course, that game at BG the other night was absolutely packed with seating only on one side of the gym. Everyone was packed in there. Newfield brought a great crowd, as well as everybody from BG coming out to support the Lady Bobcats. So that was certainly great to see. And a lot of fans coming here to the arena. Of course, a lot more seating here at the arena, but it is very nice here, that is for sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Section 4 Class C Championship coming up. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789 per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here live from the Broome County Arena as we get set for the Section 4 Class D Finals between Bainbridge-Guilford and Watkins Glen. BG will go right to left in their home white uniforms with a navy blue trim to start things off. And the Watkins Glen Senecas are in a dark navy blue uniform with the maroon and the white trim. Starters here for Bainbridge-Guilford: Abby Selfridge, Morgan Bullis, Rebecca Reyes, Megan Pommetier, Taylor Pommetier. For Watkins Glen: Amanda Schrock, Madison Gates, Amanda Pike, Madison Myers, and Mariah Gonzalez. And we're underway here at the arena between Watkins Glen and BG. Watkins Glen with the ball going left to right. They'll circle it around to the top of the key. Jumper is in the lane, off the mark, no good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. It's off of Rebecca Reyes, and the ball will stay here with Watkins Glen. Just 20 seconds into the contest. Thanks for joining us on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Ball is inbounded from the left block, tapped out of bounds, will stay with the Senecas once again. Good early opportunistic defense for BG. Watkins Glen gets the ball in, going left to right. Top of the key. They reverse to the far side. Stepping in, 20-foot jumper is off the mark, blocked away by Morgan Bullis, and BG will have their first offensive possession after the Bullis block. Rebecca Reyes brings the ball down the floor, gets to the top of the key. Here's Bullis. Bullis looks to play inside, passes for Megan Pommetier. Just the freshman is tripped up into the lane. We'll have our first foul of the afternoon. 7:16 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here in the sectional finals between BG and Watkins Glen. So Selfridge, just the eighth grader. Of course, Reyes, the sophomore. Megan Pommetier, the freshman. And then the two seniors, Morgan Bullis and Taylor Pommetier for BG. Quick turnover by the Lady Bobcats. And here come the Senecas. Left to right, crossing the logo at half court. They work it into the paint. Back top of the key. Three ball, foot on the line, is off the mark and no good for Schrock. Rebound again for the Senecas. Into the paint. Another turnaround opportunity. Up and good for Madison Gates. And it's her first bucket of the afternoon and the first bucket of the game. And it's a 2-0 lead for Watkins Glen over BG. Here's Morgan Bullis. Gets loose into the paint. Throws one up. Makes the basket and is fouled. Morgan Bullis, her first 2 points. And she'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play here for BG. 6:45 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2. And a good way to start for BG. Sometimes just getting that first bucket is huge confidence for your team. Bullis to the line. Shot is off the mark. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Watkins Glen the rebound. Here on WCDO, the Section 4 Class E Girls Finals. Thanks for joining us today. Watkins Glen going left to right in the dark road uniforms. They pass to the left baseline. Back out top. Three-pointer coming for the Senecas. This one is short. Ball will bounce out of bounds. Madison Gates going for three there. A little too short and out of play. And we'll see how the kind of cavernous arena here affects some of the team's shooting. Used to playing in much smaller gyms, and sometimes that can wreak havoc on certain teams. And here is Megan Pommetier, baseline drive, tries to pass over to Taylor Pommetier. Reyes will save it. Back to Selfridge at the top of the key, and just her second varsity start as an eighth grader. Here is Bullis setting up shop for BG as they go right to left. Five on the shot clock. Here's Bullis from the foul line, off the glass and in. Morgan Bullis had to put one up quickly because the shot clock was winding down. She finds the range, and it's BG 4 and Watkins Glen 2, 5:50 to go, first quarter. Here from the arena, turnaround shot for Watkins Glen in the paint, and we'll have a foul on BG on Taylor Pommetier. Nice job by the Senecas to get it inside for Madison Gates, and she'll go to the line. And we've already seen Watkins Glen have more success than I think Newfield had at all the other night of getting the ball into the paint and not being kept to the outside. So here is the first shot for Watkins Glen from the line, off the mark for Gates, who scored the Seneca's opening bucket of the contest. Now she's at the line. 5:45 to go, first quarter. 4-2 BG on top of Watkins Glen. Second foul shot coming for Watkins Glen. It's in for Gates. She has all three of her team's points in the early going. BG 4, Watkins Glen 3 with 5:40 to go, first quarter. BG bringing the ball up the floor, going right to left for Megan Palmateer. Outside the three-point line, backdoor cut for Taylor Palmateer up off the glass. Misses the right-handed layup, but she's fouled and will go to the line for BG. So as we've seen all through the regular season, through the MAC championship and now through sectionals, that backdoor cut has been there for BG as Taylor Palmateer to the line. First foul shot rattles out for the senior, Taylor Palmateer, averaging 7 points per game this season for BG. 5:34 to go, first quarter. Second shot is up, no good. Good rebounding here by the Senecas. They outlet, and they'll look to run. Senecas up the floor, going left to right in the dark road uniforms in front of the BG bench. Left side, three-pointer coming off the front rim for Watkins Glen. Rebound comes down for Amanda Pike. And Pike into the corner for Gonzalez. She gets a dribble drive in the paint. This one off the mark. And Selfridge the rebound. And we'll have a foul on the Senecas as Selfridge had good position to pull down that rebound. 5:13 to go. First quarter, BG, the number one seed, leads the number two seed, Watkins Glen, 4-3. And they'll walk it up the floor with the sophomore, Rebecca Reyes. Reyes to half court, brings it to the left side. Now reverses right side as BG goes right to left. Benches around the far side here at the arena. Shot for Morgan Bullis. Left elbow off the mark. And Watkins Glen with the rebound. BG playing some pressure defense. And now we'll have a foul on Morgan Bullis, who looked like she was trying to get out of the way of Amanda Pike of Watkins Glen. And just couldn't do it in time. And that will be the first foul on Bullis. So that's two team fouls against BG and four in this first quarter against Watkins Glen with 4:50 to go. First quarter, BG 4, Watkins Glen 3. Senecas with the ball as they go left to right. Shot from the left side. No good. Rebound for Watkins Glen. Up and good for Amanda Pike. And the sophomore gets her first bucket to go. And Watkins Glen leads BG 5-4. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Morgan Bullis, top of the key as the Bobcats go right to left there in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Taylor Palmateer to the right block. Kicks it back out for Reyes, but we'll have a travel violation here against Palmateer. And the ball back to Watkins Glen. We've seen the Senecas rebound so far very well in this contest, as it's been the bread and butter of BG all year to have solid and strong rebounding. Watkins Glen so far able to withstand that push from the number one seed. Back the other way for the Senecas. Dribble drive left side and in. Nice shot there by Madison Myers and the junior, her first 2 points of the afternoon. And Watkins Glen has a 3-point lead, 7-4, halfway through the first quarter. Morgan Bullis to the left wing. Dribble drive. Nice move off the triple threat. Off the glass and in for Bullis. And she has all 6 points so far for BG. It's 7-6. Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge Guilford. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Ball on the floor right side as Watkins Glen brings it into their own offensive end of the floor. We'll have a jump ball as Reyes got her hands in there to tie it up with Pike of Watkins Glen. And so the Bobcats will get the ball back with 3:39 to go, first quarter. It's 7-6. BG will inbound the ball in the backcourt, and Reyes will work it up the floor. Thanks for joining us today on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along on our web stream. And here is BG with the ball. They trail 7-6. Here's the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge, top of the key. Far side for Megan Palmateer. Watkins Glen in the man-to-man. Tight in-your-face defense here, just like BG likes to play. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Megan Palmateer. The drive, it's knocked out of bounds. Possession, though, will stay with the Lady Bobcats. 6 to go on the shot clock. 3:14 to go, first quarter. It's 7-6. The Senecas on top of the Bobcats. So Reyes will inbounds. Left side gets it in, tries to find Bullis. It's tipped out of bounds. 1 second goes off the clock. Possession stays with BG. And Reyes once again will inbounds, this time on the far side of the basket, on the right wing. Again, goes right inside to Bullis, tries the left-handed layup, can't get it to go. And Watkins Glen, the rebound, they'll bring it up the floor across the half-court timeline to the right wing as they go left to right. Pump fake here for Chirac. She gets it down low, into the post, turnaround shot here for Gates. Knocked out of bounds, then possession will stay with Watkins Glen. 2:57 to go, first quarter. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, leads the number 1 seed, Bainbridge Guilford, 7-6. From the right block, Watkins Glen will inbounds underneath the basket to the left side. A little runner in the lane, off the mark, and no good for Amanda Pike. Just not enough juice on that one. Might have been partially tipped. Zebra Crew says the ball goes back to BG. Now Watkins Glen bringing a little pressure on Rebecca Reyes in the backcourt as she brings it up with Madison Myers. Reyes handles it nicely, gets to half court, leaves one off for the senior, Morgan Bullis. Bullis to the right side, bounce pass for Megan Palmateer. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Inside for Taylor Palmateer, and she's fouled. And this dribble penetration has done very well so far here this afternoon for BG. That's the fifth team foul against the Senecas with 2:36 to go, first quarter. So Bullis as well as Taylor Palmateer have gotten to the line several times so far for the Lady Bobcats. Here's Taylor Palmateer to the line, off the mark, no good. And foul shooting has been tough for both squads so far here this afternoon. Pike will come out of the game, and Allison Teed will come in for the Lady Senecas. 7-6 the score. Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Palmateer's second shot off the back rim, no good. And here comes Watkins Glen as they go left to right. They cross the arena logo at half court and to the top of the key. To the near side for Teed. She tries to work it inside. Reyes got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. And now we'll have a foul as Reyes is awarded for her hustle there. We have another foul against Watkins Glen as Reyes was going for that loose ball. A push is called. 2:24 to go, first quarter, live on CDO from the Broome County Arena. As Reyes brings it across half court for the number one seed, BG, to the left side for Taylor Palmateer. Loose ball, she has to chase it back to the half court timeline, saves it, now to the right corner for Megan Palmateer, for Reyes. Reyes, 3-point line extended, 15 to go on the shot clock. Pump fake, Megan Palmateer, back out for Taylor Palmateer. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 8 on the shot clock. Here's Megan Palmateer, dribble drive, back out for Reyes, time running short. Reyes has to throw up a 3, and it's good. Big shot there for Rebecca Reyes from downtown, and she was a good solid step behind the line on the left side, and BG leads 9-7 with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Watkins Glen in the dark road uniforms with the white and the maroon trim going left to right to the foul line. Shot is up, can't get the roll, but that is Amanda Chirac, and she is fouled and will go to the line. Actually, Myers to the line here after the pass from Chirac, and that's a costly foul for BG as Bullis will pick up her second foul for the Lady Bobcats. And Watkins Glen to the line here with Myers. She puts it in, so Myers has 3. So 1:45 to go, first quarter. It's 9-8. So Taylor Palmateer and Morgan Bullis out of the contest here at the moment. Second shot coming for Watkins Glen, up and in for Myers. So she leads the way for Watkins Glen with 4 points. Barber and Thornton are into the game now for BG with 1:35 to go. First quarter, we're tied 9-9. Very competitive start to the Section 4 Class C Finals. Reyes up the floor, tries to find Selfridge. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And we've had 2 ties and 3 lead changes so far here in the first quarter. 1.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, tied 9-9. Left side for Watkins Glen as they go left to right, down to the right block, up off the glass. They can't get the shot to go with Madison Gates, but she is fouled and will go to the line. So that's the fourth team foul against BG. There's 6 against Watkins Glen at the moment. 1:19 to go, first quarter. We're tied 9-9. Watkins Glen to the line. First shot is up and in for the Senecas. Second shot coming now for Watkins Glen as they lead 10-9. And this one is in for Madison Gates. She now has 5 points to lead the way. So Bullis for BG with 6 and Gates with 5 for Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen leads 11-9 as we come up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. BG with the ball. Here's Selfridge to the left side, knocked out of bounds, off of Selfridge's knee. And the ball will go back to Watkins Glen. Tough call, but the right one. Watkins Glen going left to right. So we come up on a minute to go, first quarter. And they'll bring the ball up the floor. BG with a little pressure, trying to go with a trap around half court. Watkins Glen gets through, and it'll look like they'll get a right-handed layup to go, and they will. This one up and in for Mariah Gonzalez. And Watkins Glen leads 13-9. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. BG with the ball. Watkins Glen with some pressure at half court. Selfridge on the left wing, handles it nicely. Back to Reyes. She gets to the foul line. Now back out. 15 on the shot clock for BG. It's Watkins Glen defense in your face. 10 to go on the shot clock. 34 to go on the game clock in the first quarter. Here's Megan Palmateer. Pull-up jumper, foul line, no good. And we will have a foul on BG on the rebound. And that one will be on Barber, who just checked into the game. And so Taylor Palmateer will come back in for Barber. It's 13-9. Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge Guilford. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. Live from the Broome County Arena. Watkins Glen going left to right to the left wing as they cross the half-court timeline. They work it right to the foul line, but a travel there on Madison Gates, who wanted to try that spin move, but didn't get the timing down on the spin and took that extra step. So 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Can BG get a bucket before the end of this final first quarter as the clock ticking down at half court for Reyes? She finds Megan Palmateer. 10 on the game clock now. 13-9 the score. End of the first quarter coming up. Here's Thornton back to Megan Palmateer. Tries to step in, but she will travel with 3 seconds left. And BG looking a little frustrated here by this Watkins Glen defense, which is right in your face and keeping them bounced out to the perimeter. So now can Watkins Glen get one last shot off with 3.7 seconds to go, first quarter. They'll get it to half court. They'll heave one, and this one will be short. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 13-9, Watkins Glen on top after one. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Championship Hoops today on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Mull on WCDO this afternoon. Second quarter from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton, as it is number 2 Watkins Glen with a 13-9 lead over number 1 Bainbridge Guilford. Section 4 Class C Finals. Winner will go on to states to represent Section 4 Class C. And now Watkins Glen with the ball, and we will have a jump ball possession back to Bainbridge Guilford as Watkins Glen tried a little drive from the left side to start off the second quarter. And BG ties it up, and they will get the possession back. They trail 13-9 with 7:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Taylor Palmateer for Megan Palmateer, top of the key. For Marissa Thornton, who is still in the ball game here for the Lady Bobcats. Back to Reyes. Nice pump fake into the lane. Off the glass. Rattles out. Rebound. Selfridge. Over to Megan Palmateer. Up off the glass and in. Megan Palmateer, her first bucket of the afternoon. She puts it in, and it's 13-11. Megan Palmateer averaging 11 points a game. So she'll look to get going here for Bainbridge Guilford as they trail 13-11 with 7:10 to go, second quarter. Here are the Senecas going left to right. Jumper from the left side, no good. Selfridge, the rebound. That was Pike who put it up for Watkins Glen. And now BG off to the races as they go right to left in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim. They'll work it inside for Palmateer. She's fouled from behind. A little reach over the top from Madison Gates. And that will be the seventh team foul here in the first half on the Lady Senecas, and will send Megan Palmateer to the line. Watkins Glen was on a 6-0 run, and they were 4-for-4 on free throws before BG was able to get that last bucket by Palmateer. And in that stretch, BG had gone 0-for-5 from the field. Palmateer can't strike from the line, and that has been tough on the free throws here so far for the Lady Bobcats. Those will become very crucial later in the game. Watkins Glen going left to right, down into the paint. We'll have a foul on BG. And will be a shooting foul, and right back to the line is Madison Gates. And Palmateer will be whistled for the foul. That's her first for Megan Palmateer. And BG is right up there as well. 16 fouls for the Lady Bobcats, 7 for Watkins Glen. And so Gates to the line. This one rattles out. And so second shot coming for the Lady Senecas, who are the 2 seed with a record of 16-4. They lead 13-11 with 6:48 to go. Second quarter, second shot for Gates is in. So Gates now with 6 points for Watkins Glen to lead the way. And BG now trailing 14-11, 6:45 to go, second quarter. Lady Bobcats with the ball to half court. For Selfridge on the right wing side, top of the key, lost it, has to chase it back to the left wing side, gets it before it gets to half court. Palmateer, top of the key, now for Taylor Palmateer, nice, pump fake, drives off the glass, no good. Rebound for Thornton, she puts it up, and that's off the mark. And now we'll have a travel on Watkins Glen as they tried the outlet pass. That was not Thornton, that was Selfridge down on that right block with the rebound, and boy, you have to be impressed with the eighth grader. Abby Selfridge, just a great player. This is her second varsity start. She's been on the squad all year and has been very effective off the bench. BG gets the ball in underneath the basket. They quickly work it up top to Thornton and back off for Reyes with 6:20 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen leads 14-11. Megan Palmateer for Selfridge gets to the foul line, picks up her dribble, gets it to Thornton off the glass and in for Marissa Thornton. She puts it home, and the senior trying to pull BG back into this game. She'll look to tie it up on the three-point play as BG cuts this lead to 1. It's 14-13. 6:09 to go, second quarter. And Marissa Thornton, always with good minutes off the bench here for head coach Bob Conway. And now we'll have a whistle, and Watkins Glen will take a timeout. 6:09 to go, second quarter. We'll step away as well. 14-13 to score. Watkins Glen on top of BG. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Hoops this afternoon on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. As a great three-point play is completed by Marissa Thornton, and she puts it in. It's 14-14, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball going left to right. So we are tied up in the Section 4 Class C Finals here at the Broome County Arena. Dribble drive here and now. Oh, it'll be a jump ball, as I thought maybe it was going to be a travel there against Watkins Glen. But it'll be a jump ball as Pike tried to get it inside there for Watkins Glen. She gets tied up, and possession will stay here with the Senecas. We're tied at 14, 5:47 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen gets the ball into the foul line. Jumper is off the front of the rim, no good. Ball is loose in the paint. Watkins Glen a rebound. Gonzalez goes up, can't get it to go, but she's fouled, and it will go to the line. So we're tied at 14 with 5:39 to go, second quarter. And Mariah Gonzalez, the senior, will go to the line here for head coach Alicia Learn and the Watkins Glen Senecas, the 2 seed. And free throws are going to be important for the rest of this contest as Gonzalez puts it up and in. We've seen both teams struggle at times here at the arena in the first half. I think Watkins Glen has had the better from the line so far. Second shot coming for Gonzalez. That is up and in, so 2 swishes there for Mariah Gonzalez, and Watkins Glen back to a two-point lead, 16-14, 5:35 to go, second quarter. Here is Taylor Palmateer to the left side for Megan Palmateer, and now for Marissa Thornton. Still the man-to-man defense for Watkins Glen. So we come up on 5:20 to go, second quarter. Another foul inside on the Senecas, 16-14, and that will be the 9th team foul against Watkins Glen in the first half. There's 7 against BG, so Heading to the line here will be Megan Pommatier, who has just 2 points in the first half, averages 11, and will look to get it going. Head coach Bob Conway thought they had an advantage inside with Pommatier. She's been trying to take advantage of that. As she misses her first foul shot here, and Watkins Glen will chase down the loose ball rebound as they go left to right in the dark road uniforms. They get to half court. Watkins Glen going left to right. Here's Pike across for Myers. Myers to the foul line. A jumper is in and good. Therefore, 5:05 to go. Second quarter. That one is in for Pike. So Pike gets it to go, and it's 18-14 now. Watkins Glen on top with 4:55 to go, second quarter. Pommatier to the far side for Reyes as the Lady Bobcats trail by four. Across for Thornton off the glass. Too hard, no good. Rebound comes down for Watkins Glen, and Allison Teed will put it forward. Teed to half court. Watkins Glen looking to expand their lead. This has been the biggest lead of the day at four. BG keeps chipping away. Big possession for the Senecas. They try a two-pointer. Foot on the line is off the mark. No good. Rebound for Megan Pommatier as Chirac comes up short there for the Lady Senecas. 4:20 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen with an 18-14 lead here over BG. Reyes with a jumper right side. And the offensive end of the floor for BG off the mark. And again, another rebound for Watkins Glen. And we have not seen Morgan Bullis able to rebound as well today. She's currently sitting on the bench with two fouls from that first quarter. That is hurting BG at the moment, but now a steal by Reyes for the Bobcats. Lost it right back, though, as she tried to take it down the floor, and then a foul on Reyes. Obviously frustrated at half court, she tried to steal it back and is whistled for the foul. That's the eighth team foul against BG. 3:56 to go, second quarter, and it's 18-14. Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge Guilford. First shot coming for Watkins Glen. This one is up and good for the junior, Allison Teed. She puts it home, and it's Watkins Glen 19, BG 14, with 3:56 to go, second quarter. Second shot coming for Teed. This one is up and in. So the foul shooting is paying off here for Watkins Glen. They lead 20-14, and Bullis back into the game. Let's see if this will help the rebounding for BG. Bullis averages a double-double. 12 points a game, 11 rebounds, as we've seen her throughout the MAC season as well as in the postseason do very well on the boards. They try to go right inside to her, and it's knocked away here by Watkins Glen. That's Gonzalez getting a piece of it. Watkins Glen going left to right. They get back to half court. The Lady Senecas lead BG 20-14 with 3:35 to go, second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball, top of the key. Here for Chirac to the left side in front of the BG bench. Down low into the paint. We'll have a traveling violation against Gonzalez. The ball back to Bainbridge Guilford with 3:26 to go, second quarter. It's 20-14. Thornton is going to come back into the game for BG. And Megan Pommatier will come out to take a quick breather here for the BG Lady Bobcats. So 3:25 to go, second quarter. Reyes will bring the ball up the floor for BG. She gets to half court and leaves it off for Bullis. Bullis top of the key to the right side as BG goes right to left for Selfridge. Outside the three-point line, Selfridge dribble drive back for Reyes. She gets into the paint, up off the glass. This one rims out. No good. Reyes her own rebound. Turnaround shot. This is no good. Another rebound. This one is for Bullis, and she puts it in, and she's fouled. Bullis with 8 points, making a big impact right back off the bench. And Bullis will go to the line, trying to complete the three-point play. Megan Pommatier is going to check back in. Looked like Bob Conway just wanted to have a quick word with her here for BG. 3:02 to go before our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. It's 20-16 as Pommatier is going to check back in and Bullis to the line. So that is the 10th team foul on Watkins Glen. There's 8 against BG. Bullis with the foul shot. That's off the mark. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. And we'll have a scrum, and it looks like we'll have a jump ball, and possession will stay with BG. So a lot of jump balls. Both these teams very scrappy here in the opening half. 2:58 to go, second quarter. That's the third three-point play opportunity there for BG, but the Lady Bobcats haven't been able to hit any of those free throws on those three-point play opportunities. So 2:55 to go, second quarter. And now Bullis will get the ball in, and a foul against Watkins Glen, and Bullis will go right back to the line. Bullis doing what she does best as she got into the paint and was fouled. She just seems to have the knack of being able to get a rebound, find a lane, and get into go up for a layup, and she also has the ability to absorb that contact and get fouled. So 2:53 to go, second quarter. 20-16 the score, and Bullis cannot make the first foul shot, and this is eerily similar to how we saw BG play in the first half against Unitigo back in the second round, where they struggled from the line as well. Bullis misses the second foul shot, and Watkins Glen, another rebound as they go left to right, and they get to half court. Here come the Senecas, working some time off the clock, 20 on the shot clock, 2:45 to go before half. To the far side, they work it into the paint. Gonzalez kicks it back out, shot for Watkins Glen is up and in for Allison Teed. And Teed has 5 points, and Watkins Glen leads 22-16. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Reyes with the ball for BG. Far side for Taylor Palmateer. Dribble drive down low. She's stripped. Gets it back. Chases it into the corner. Keeps it in play. 15 on the shot clock and then knocked away. But stolen right back here by BG. And up top for Reyes. Only 8 on the shot clock, though, as the ball never touched the rim. Here's Reyes. A dribble drive goes up. She's blocked. Ball loose on the floor. It was knocked away by Reyes, and so possession will go back to Watkins Glen. With 2:06 to go, second quarter, Watkins Glen will have the ball underneath their own basket. 22-16 the score, as Watkins Glen will work the ball left to right. They get to half court and to the right side for Allison Teed. Teed to the top of the key, to the left side, tried an outlet pass there to the left wing. It's knocked away by Marissa Thornton. Thornton will bring it up the floor for Taylor Palmateer. Far side, 1:45 to go before the half. It's 22-16. Watkins Glen on top of top-seeded BG. Here's Thornton into the paint. Drives it back out to the right side. Just stays in bounds. Gets it back to Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer inside for Megan Palmateer. Knocked away. Back to Thornton. Skips it across for Selfridge. 8 on the shot clock. Selfridge to the right side. Dumps it inside for Megan Palmateer. She's fouled and will go to the line with 1:24 to go second quarter. It's 22-16. And so Megan Palmateer will go back to the line. And boy, it's been a tightly officiated first half. 10 fouls against Watkins Glen and now 8 against BG. And so the double bonus takes Palmateer to the line. She can't get the first shot to go. So BG, the foul shooting woes continue here for the Lady Bobcats. Palmateer to the line for her second shot. This one is up and in for Megan Palmateer. So she finds the range. Palmateer, her third point of the night. And now the ball knocked out of bounds and possession will go back to BG. With 1:24 to go second quarter, and it's 22-17. So BG just making one of two free throws there with Palmateer, and they'll get the ball back as Watkins Glen threw it away. So this could be a big swing for the Lady Bobcats if they can get a bucket on this possession. Reyes gets it inside for Bullis, up off the glass and in. Morgan Bullis with 10 points, and BG cuts it down to 3, 22-19, with 1:15 to go second quarter. Top of the key, left side, now to the right side for Watkins Glen in their own offensive end of the floor for Amanda Chirac. Back for Teed. Dribble drive and now a travel against Watkins Glen. The ball right back to BG with 1:03 to go second quarter. Bullis has the ball and will inbounds for Bainbridge-Guilford as Thornton comes out and Megan Palmateer comes back in. 1:03 to go second quarter. So Bullis will inbounds to Reyes. BG struggling from the line in this first half, but staying in this ball game. They only trail by 3 with 1 minute to go before halftime. Here's Reyes to the far side, and now we'll have a push-off called against Reyes. And that will be called offensive, and the ball will go back to Watkins Glen. That's her second foul, and Reyes is going to come out for protection from getting her third. So Thornton will come back in with 57 seconds to go before halftime. Watkins Glen with the ball. The dark road uniforms, they go left to right. Allison Teed will have it at half court. And Teed finds Amanda Chirac. Chirac waiting through the offense to the far side, outside the three-point line. Inside tipped away by BG, and Bullis comes down with it with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Bullis up the floor. to the right side. Now back outside the three-point line for Bullis. Up top for Thornton as she sets up the offense. 15 on the shot clock and 30 on the game clock. Here is Bullis to the left side. Little triple threat position. Gets to the foul line. Crossover move. And it looks like we'll have a foul against BG. This will be on Bullis again for a push-off, and that's costly with just 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. That is the third foul on Bullis. And Bob Conway has to be fit to be tied after Bullis gets her third foul. That close to halftime. 22-19 the score. 23 seconds to go second quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball going left to right. They'll cross half court. And here is Teed. Teed setting it up. Will Watkins Glen play for the last shot as they go left to right? To the left side for Teed. Back off for Chirac. She gets it for Myers. Myers inside, turn around, pump fake for Gonzalez. She goes up, misses the shot. Pommettier with the rebound, and that will do it for the first half. 22-19. Watkins Glen is on top in the Section 4 Class C Finals. Winner will go on to States. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report again at the half here on CDO. It's 22-19. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, on top of the number 1 seed, BG, 22-19. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Hoops this afternoon on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe on WCDO, live from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. It's halftime of the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship with number 2 Watkins Glen leading number 1 BG 22-19. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito Energy Products is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And I'm joined by the man you're probably used to hearing on WCDO, Greg Davey, as he's up here in the press box with me watching this first half. Greg, a tight one. Free throws are really going to matter down the stretch.
I've never seen a game that has been such a disparaging free throws. 10 for 12 for Watkins Glen, who shoots very well. They got good form. BG missing every which way, and they're only 2 for 13. Incredible differential. Other than that, I love the way both teams are playing aggressive defense. They're not leaving the fouls on the bench. They're putting them in the books, and you know, this is going to be a slugfest to the end.
It really is the first time, I think, from following BG all year long, I've seen a team really get in their face and not let them have their way inside. BG, a physical team. They like to bang it down low, and Watkins Glen has been able to answer both there and on the board so far.
Yeah, and I think the youth, somehow the youth of Bainbridge-Guilford is going to play a part in this game with the Selfridge, as I like to call the little Tasmanian devil, and somebody like Rebecca Reyes, who just has no fear. And that kind of approach to a game like this, if you let nerves take hold, you're done for. And I don't think either team has really let that happen.
So their score at halftime here, 22-19. Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Morgan Bullis leads the way with 10 points for BG. 3 for Megan Palmatier, 3 for Rebecca Reyes, 3 for Marissa Thornton. On the other side for Watkins Glen, they're led by 6 points from Madison Gates, 5 for Allison Teed, 4 for Amanda Pike, 4 for Madison Myers, 4 for Mariah Gonzalez. So some good balanced scoring here for Watkins Glen, as they are a team that certainly has been battle-tested in the league they play in all year.
Yeah.
One versus two. It doesn't get much better than that for the sectional final.
No, they seeded it a certain way because of seeding points, but it turned out it wound up being the two best teams without a doubt. And as everyone has read, and I'm sure you have said, Bainbridge-Guilford, even Coach Bob Conway, who will be inducted shortly into the Hall of Fame for Section 4, a great honor, even he didn't think they would really be here this soon. But with the leadership of a Morgan Bullis, who, again, just covers the court so well, and Taylor Palmatier leading the way, then let the youth come in too. It's much like the 1999 team with Courtney Mattingly, who led the way with just 3 seniors. There was an 8th grader, Kim Deemer, and some other girls filling in the gaps, and they were the 7th seed that year. They wound up beating the 6th, the 3, the 2, and the 1, so it was an incredible run for them, and I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that happen to beat. But BG's got to get by Watkins Glen.
You had the pleasure of watching that BG team back in 98-99. I know you just talked about it, but do you see a lot of similarities in the way things are starting to work out and the program is building up?
Well, Morgan Bullis would be the Courtney Mattingly type. Jen Winchester was a great second banana, if you will, to Courtney. But the one thing that Courtney and Morgan both do is they make the other players better and step up. If they see Morgan or they would see Courtney playing their hearts out, somehow the other girls would rally around it. And they had that innate leadership ability. I think both girls have it very well. We know about Courtney, one of the top scorers all time, Section 4, went on to St. Bonaventure, now is a very successful coach. And I think Morgan has that ability, probably not the superstar status. She's not going to drop 30 on you, but
sure,
she can be effective with 4 points and 16 rebounds and 6 steals, you know.
And we know that Courtney Mattingly, now in her 6th year as the head coach of UMass Boston, I believe they just finished 19-9. It's the best record they've had in their program's history. So
right,
she continues to turn everything to gold that she is involved in. Of course, going on to play at St. Bonaventure. And just a lot of fun to watch kids from the area go on and have such great success.
And that's one of the reasons Bob Conway is being inducted, both from his days in Mount Upton, where he started out 1-21. He took a team with 7 girls to the States in 1985. That program obviously melted with GMU and merged. He had nowhere to go. He observed 1 year under Vern Wallace at Bainbridge-Guilford. He took over the next year, which I thought was key, and he went on a heck of a run. And winning over 70% of your games when you start out 1-21, impressive. And he does it with teams with no height. He goes, they never grow him tall in Bainbridge-Guilford. He wins with guards.
I've always been impressed by the work he is willing to put in the offseason, having his whole team play AAU. He told me recently that they had 22 girls playing AAU for Bainbridge, and he thought, by his estimation, that the girls on the floor for this game today have played about 60 games together, 60 to 65 games together over the last calendar year. So, you know, maybe it'll pay off here in the second half. It certainly paid off all season long so
far. Has.
Greg, thanks for joining me.
All right, Nate. It's been a blast up here, not having to talk, but just keeping my little stats here.
Well, we enjoy having you along. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer, each and every day.
We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second half from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. The Class C Section 4 finals between Watkins Glen and Bainbridge Guilford. Watkins Glen, an early shot from downtown, is no good. And back the other way for BG and Morgan Bullis. As BG will go left to right to start the second half. Here's Rebecca Reyes. Three ball, right side, no good. Selfridge with the rebound. We're just 20 seconds into the third quarter. Shot from downtown for Taylor Pommetier, knocked out of bounds. So score remains 22-19. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed on top of the 1 seed BG. BG in the home whites with the navy blue trim. The Senecas, they are in their road navy blue uniforms with the white trim, as well as the maroon trim. Senecas with a jumper from the right elbow. No good, and off the mark. BG will scoop up the rebound here with Taylor Pommetier. And BG going left to right here is Morgan Bullis. Bullis up the floor to the right side. Finds Megan Pommetier. Three-point land, and now for Selfridge. Selfridge off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down here for Bullis. And with 1 minute gone in the third quarter, Bullis to the floor. She's tied up. Possession arrow will keep it with BG. So 22-19, Watkins Glen on top. The 2 seed trying to upset the 1 seed. So here's Rebecca Reyes looking to inbounds from the left block. Into the corner now for Bullis. Bullis throws up a shot. This is no good. Watkins Glen the rebound, and now Reyes tries to steal it back, but a nice move there by Amanda Pike to get out and around. She tries the jumper. That's in from the left baseline for Amanda Pike, and she now has 6 points. It's 24-19. The Senecas on top. So 6:35 to go, third quarter. Excuse me. Megan Pommetier to the right side for BG. Back to the top of the key for Taylor Pommetier. Pommetier with Pike right in her face. Pommetier to the left side for Reyes. She steps in for three, and Rebecca Reyes from downtown hits it. She's got 6 points on 2 3-pointers, and we're back to a 2-point ball game. Big shot there for BG and Rebecca Reyes. It's 24-22. And boy, that was a big one. Back the other way now, a steal for BG and Morgan Bullis. Bullis with a shot from the right baseline, off the mark, no good. Gets her rebound, and we're going to have a foul on the floor against Watkins Glen with 5:58 to go, third quarter. It's 24-22. So that is a foul there on Amanda Chirac. 5:58 to go, third quarter. 24-22 the score. So that three ball by Rebecca Reyes, she had a big one in the first half and a big one to start here in the second half as well. So Reyes will inbound the ball here for BG. Gets it down low for Bullis, up off the glass, no good. Rebound back down for Palmatier. Turnaround shot, can't get it to go, but she's fouled and will go to the line. So 24-22, 5:55 to go, third quarter, and just the freshman, Megan Palmatier, to the line. So Palmatier, with 5:55 to go, third quarter, steps in. Thanks for joining us on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. And shot coming from Palmatier is short at the line, and you can see she's been frustrated there today. Palmatier stepping to the line for her second shot. This one is up and good for Palmatier. She puts it in. She's got four. One-point game. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen with the ball going right to left, top of the key. Pull-up shot for Watkins Glen is no good. Rebound for BG and Morgan Bullis. Bullis is going to have a double dribble as she tried to work her way up the sideline through some good pressure defense there from Watkins Glen. 5:42 to go, third quarter. Now we'll have a timeout here by the Senecas with 5:42, as I said, to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen 24, BG 23. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:40 to go, third quarter on WCDO. Watkins Glen with the ball and a pull-up jumper is good for Allison Teed, who has 7 points for Watkins Glen, and it's 26-23. And now here's Rebecca Reyes back the other way for three for Bainbridge, off the mark, no good. Watkins Glen with the rebound as they go right to left and to half court. Crossing here is Allison Teed. Teed for Chirac, gets it inside but knocked away by BG, and here's Morgan Bullis. Bullis to the right baseline, goes up, can't get the layup to go. It's tipped out of bounds and possession will stay here with BG. So 5:09 to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen leads 26-23, and this has been a tight game throughout. Watkins Glen has had a 6-point lead twice. That's their biggest lead at 20-14 and 22-16. BG's largest lead was just 2 points at 9-7. And now BG trying to cut in once again, and this is Megan Palmatier with a layup from the right side, and it's 26-25 with 4:50 to go, third quarter. And here is Watkins Glen on the right side in the dark road uniforms, down low to the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Lady Senecas. 4:45 to go, third quarter. And Watkins Glen will inbounds underneath their own basket. They get it to the top of the key. Dribble drive is up off the glass too hard and then pulled back down by Morgan Bullis. Bullis away down the left side. We'll pass it back up top here for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes to the right side will find Taylor Palmatier. Palmatier to the right side, down low for Morgan or Megan Palmatier, up and in, and she puts it in. She has 8 points, and BG now leads 27-26. So that was a big, big play there. This will be a timeout for BG. Bob Conway wants to talk things over. It's 27-26. We'll take a break. 4:22 to go, third quarter. BG leads. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:20 to go, third quarter. BG with a 10-4 run here to start this third quarter. They lead 27-26 with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's Watkins Glen going right to left, puts it up and in. A big shot there for Allison Teed, who now has 9 points. The lead, Watkins Glen, and they retake the lead 28-27 with 3:55 to go, third quarter. And here is Morgan Bullis to the top of the key now. Bullis for Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer now for Rebecca Reyes. As BG continues to work the ball around to the right side with 3:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Bullis. Tries to bounce it inside. Ball loose on the floor. Scooped up here by BG, but then turned right back over as Palmateer tried to save it. Watkins Glen will scoop it up and away. 3:30 to go, third quarter. And to the left side as Watkins Glen goes right to left. The jumper is up and good for Mariah Gonzalez, and she's got 6 points. BG continuing to try to get back into this ball game as they had taken a one-point lead. And then Watkins Glen is able to answer. They lead 30-27 over Bainbridge Guilford. 3:19 to go, third quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:19 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us here today on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's 30-27. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, on top of the 1 seed, Bainbridge Guilford. BG known this season for their great third quarter play after some slow first half starts, but Watkins Glen so far has been able to answer. Been a great game so far here on CDO for the Section 4 Class C Girls Final. Rebecca Reyes will get the ball in the backcourt as Morgan Bullis will inbounds here for the Lady Bobcats. BG going left to right as they cross half court. Here's Reyes, closely guarded by this Watkins Glen man-to-man. There's Morgan Bullis outside the three-point line up top for Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer closely guarded, but then gets inside, tries to go up. It's knocked out of bounds. BG will save it, but then off the fingertips there of Megan Palmateer, and possession goes right back to Watkins Glen. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. It's 30-27. And Watkins Glen will bring the ball up the floor going right to left. And here is Allison Teed. Teed will leave one off for Gonzalez. Gonzalez at the top of the key now. As Watkins Glen going right to left, they find Gonzalez again outside the three-point line. Tries to go inside on Palmateer. Nice spin move up and in there for Gonzalez, who now has 8 points. And she just took that to the right side, did a little spin move around Palmateer and put it in. It's 32-27. And here is Megan Palmateer to the right baseline. Passes back up for Selfridge, top of the key, far side for Reyes. Reyes in front of the BG bench as the Lady Bobcats go left to right. Reyes gets inside, down low for Bullis on the left block. Turn around, and she's fouled. And that's what Morgan Bullis does best, can get to the line in a hurry. With 2:16 to go, third quarter, it's 32-27. And Bullis will go to the line for BG. So let's update you on the team foul situation. 3 in this second half for Watkins Glen. No fouls on BG so far, as Morgan Bullis will miss her first shot from the line. Here for BG, second one coming. And foul shooting has been tough here for the Lady Bobcats. Second one is up and rattles out. Rebound is loose on the floor, picked up there by Selfridge, but she'll travel as she tried to pass the ball back up and to the right wing. And so Watkins Glen holding on to a 32-27 lead, 2:10 to go third quarter. And Watkins Glen will bring the ball up the floor going right to left there at half court. Allison Teed, the junior, with 9 points for the Lady Senecas. As Watkins Glen looking to run some time here, down to 15 on the shot clock. Now a jumper from the left side, no good. Megan Palmateer rips down the rebound for the Lady Bobcats. And an outlet pass for Reyes, streaking down the right wing with a full head of steam. Reyes will pull it back out. Outside the three-point line for Rebecca Reyes. Dances back up towards half court. And now passes to the far side for Bullis. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. They run through the offensive set. Here's Palmateer, a jumper off the mark. Rips down the rebound again. Back out for Reyes on the right side. And a fresh shot clock here for BG. Ball loose on the floor and then stolen away. As again, Megan Palmateer couldn't hold on to it. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen 32, BG 27. And to half court for the Lady Senecas. Sensing a little change in momentum. Watkins Glen trying to get a bucket on this possession. Turnaround shot, though, is blocked. Bullis and Selfridge combining there for a little tag team block. And now we'll have a whistle as Megan Palmateer is going to be tying her shoe in the backcourt. So an official timeout with 1:04 to go, third quarter. And BG will have to inbound the ball in the backcourt. And this is going to allow Watkins Glen to bring up some full court pressure after that quick official's timeout. So Palmateer could tie her shoe. BG struggling to get the ball in. They finally do to Reyes. Full head of steam. Trying to go coast to coast. Finds Taylor. Palmateer misses the layup. Bullis is there. She can't get the left-hander to go. And Watkins Glen the rebound back the other way. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Shot is up and off the rim. No good. Selfridge the rebound. And she'll dribble it out of harm's way here for BG. Back to the left side as the Lady Bobcats go left to right. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. BG trailing 32-27 to the number 2 seed, Watkins Glen. The Lady Bobcats of BG are the 1 seed. The Section 4 Class C Girls Final. Bullis outside the 3-point line, works it inside. Megan Palmateer, turnaround shot up and in. She gets it to go, and she has 10 points. And it's 32-29, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Watkins Glen up the floor. They get to half court. Teed to the left side, gets around a screen, works it inside for Gonzalez, back out to Teed for a three, this one dies on the front rim, rebound for the Senecas, off the glass, that one's no good, and the ball is loose on the floor, Selfridge will come away, and that's going to do it for the third quarter, 32-29, Watkins Glen on top by three, with three quarters in the books here at the arena, an exciting game, make sure you stay tuned, fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. 5-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country 9-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. Number 1 seed BG trailing number 2 seed Watkins Glen 32-29. Section 4 Class C Girls Championship today from the arena. WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. You can go back and listen to any of these games online as well in our audio archive, courtesy of SFCU. Any game we've done so far this season is right there for your listening pleasure. Watkins Glen going right to left to the left side to start the fourth quarter. To the top of the three-point arc, now a dribble drive, and a shot is blocked away. BG comes down with the loose change. Morgan Bullis flies up the court for BG. Here's Bullis to Reyes. Top of the key, back for Bullis. They run through their offensive set. Watkins Glenn still in the man-to-man defense. Palmateer, far side for Selfridge. And in front of the BG bench, left side, baseline drive for Bullis, and she's fouled by Watkins Glenn with 7:24 to go, fourth quarter. It's 32-29. Still no fouls in the second half on BG. That's the fourth on Watkins Glenn after a pretty foul-filled first half for both sides. So it's 32-29. And BG will have the ball at the left block underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass for Bullis. Bullis has it stripped but gets it right back. Dribbles to the top of the key to set up the offense for the BG Lady Bobcats. Now off for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer far side for Reyes. Dribble drive. Can't get the shot to go. Too hard off the glass on the finger roll. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a whistle. 7:04 to go, fourth quarter. And we'll see if it's a jump ball. Yes, it is. So BG will hold on to possession with 7:04 to go, fourth quarter, 32-29. Championship, Section 4, Class C girls game, number 1 versus number 2. BG the 1 seed, Watkins Glen the 2 seed. They get it in for Palmateer, for Bullis, for BG off the glass and in. And Morgan Bullis with her first points of the second half. She now has 12. It's a one-point game, 32-31, 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the key for Watkins Glen and Madison Myers. Myers to the right side as Watkins Glen goes right to left. Jumper coming for the Senecas, up and in. What a cool, calm, and collected shot there for Madison Gates. She has 8 points. Very balanced scoring so far this afternoon for the Lady Senecas. It's 34-31. Watkins Glen on top of BG. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Megan Palmateer. Thought about a three. Thought about it again. Still holding it. Passes to Bullis, and she's fouled as she gets to the foul line area. So that's the 15th foul against Watkins Glen. And Gonzalez can't believe it. Thought she got a piece of the ball and not the body. So that's the fourth team foul on Gonzalez and the 15th foul here on Watkins Glen. And so Reyes will inbound the ball for BG. They work it inside for Bullis. Off her fingertips. She gets it back but has to pull it to the left wing. As BG goes left to right, Bullis inside. Off the glass, too hard. Palmateer scrapping for the rebound. Gets it back for Bullis. BG will pull it out. They don't have the fresh shot clock. Bullis goes right into the paint. Goes up and is fouled. 34-31. Watkins Glen on top, but Morgan Bullis for Bainbridge Guilford back to the line. 6:04 to go, fourth quarter. And that's what we've seen Morgan Bullis do all year long for BG. Just has a knack for getting inside and slashing and dashing and is fouled. But now Bullis misses the first foul shot as Gonzalez is going to have to go to the bench for Watkins Glen with 4 fouls. And so Lawton Stone will come in for Watkins Glen to replace Gonzalez. Second shot for Bullis, up and in. So Bullis has 13. 6:04 to go, fourth quarter. It's 34-32. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, holding on to a 2-point lead. What a great section final here for Section 4 Class C, live from the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lull here on CDO this afternoon, and now a foul will be on Rebecca Reyes, who was playing some tight-in-your-face defense on Amanda Shirak. 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Watkins Glen gets the ball in to Madison Myers to the right side as the Lady Senecas go right to left. Down into the paint here for Lawton Stone. Up off the glass, too hard. Rebound for BG. Palmateer rips it down, and an outlet pass to Reyes with 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. And Reyes gets the ball to half court. Now to Taylor Palmateer in front of the BG bench on the left side as the Bobcats go left to right, back for Bullis. Bullis to the top of the key, and now for Selfridge, outside the three-point line. Nice pump fake from the eighth grader, in off the glass, can't get the layup to go. Oh, it was halfway down, and then popped back out, and Watkins Glen picks up the rebound. Boy, Abby Selfridge did everything right there, and the iron just unkind to BG. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 34-32, Watkins Glen on top of Bainbridge Guilford. And Watkins Glen with the ball. Down low into the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass is good for Madison Gates. She's the first player for Watkins Glen into double figures. And the Senecas have the 4-point lead, 36-32. Here's Reyes for Taylor Palmateer outside the three-point line, right wing, into the offensive end of the floor for BG. Back for Megan Palmateer, sister to sister on that connection. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Selfridge back out for Megan Palmateer, and she will travel at the foul line with 4:30 to go, fourth quarter. And Watkins Glen up 36-32. Bob Conway and BG, they want a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school championship basketball this afternoon on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Live from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. And it's Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, with a 36-32 lead over the 1 seed, Bainbridge Guilford. Winner will move on to the state tournament here to represent Section 4 in Class C for the girls. Top of the key for Watkins Glen as they go right to left in the road. Dark uniforms as the 2 seed here this afternoon. Madison Gates, dribble drive, passes one back for Amanda Pike. Inside, turnaround shot for the Senecas off the mark, and a rebound for Reyes of BG. She's off to the races. Gets to half court. Has the ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball, and possession will go back to Watkins Glen with 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. Reyes was trying to move the ball up quickly and just lost it as she crossed half court. And Watkins Glen not afraid to jump on the floor and get on that ball. 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-32. Watkins Glen with the ball going right to left. They work it down low, up off the glass and in. Big shot for Amanda Pike. She has 8 points. And Watkins Glen now with a 38-32 lead. BG has continued to chip away, but they just haven't been able to get a lead and hold it, as they've gotten it to one or two a couple of times. Took the lead by one here in the second half, but again, Watkins Glen just tough here this afternoon. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Reyes, top of the key, is BG with the ball on their own offensive end of the floor for Megan Palmateer. In-your-face defense by the Senecas. Palmateer inside. She's stripped. It's knocked out of bounds. Possession stays with BG. 3:12 to go, fourth quarter. 38-32 the score. And BG looking for a bucket on this possession. Palmateer has to tie her shoe once again. And BG will inbound the ball from the left block underneath their own basket. Here's Reyes inside looking for Bullis. Good defense though by Watkins Glen, and they deny the inbounds pass. And then we'll have a foul in the backcourt on Morgan Bullis. That is the fourth team foul on Morgan Bullis, and that is just a frustration foul as she takes that foul call probably about 80 feet, 90 feet from her own basket. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Watkins Glen on top, 38-32. Section 4 Class C girls final from the arena to the top of the key. And now a dribble drive for the Senecas off the glass and in. That was Madison Gates. She now has 12 points. And Watkins Glen has their biggest lead of the afternoon, 40-32. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter, and BG will take a timeout. 2:39 actually to go, fourth quarter. It's 40-32. Watkins Glen up by 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:39 to go, fourth quarter, 40-32. Watkins Glen with their biggest lead of 8 points here in this contest, as BG was trailing at the half, 22-19. They were trailing 32-29 at the end of the third. They've kept it right around that 1-2-3 point deficit, but Watkins Glen with a couple of big buckets over the last few possessions, they've extended this lead to 40-32 with 2:39 to go in the fourth quarter. The last time BG was in this game was in 2007. It's their first trip back here to the final since 07. That year they lost to the eventual state champ, Elmira Notre Dame. They're looking for their first sectional title since that 98-99 team. We talked about that with Greg at halftime. BG ranked 13th in the state right now. Watkins Glen is not ranked. And looking for the upset here today as they lead 40-32 with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Reyes at the top of the key to the right side for Palmateer. This is Taylor Palmateer, top of the key for Megan Palmateer. Works it inside, up off the glass, but an offensive foul is called on the freshman Megan Palmateer, and the ball back to Watkins Glen. And now Marissa Thornton is going to check into the ball game for the Lady Bobcats. That's the team's third foul here on BG in the second half. It's 16 fouls on Watkins Glen. And so BG is going to come with some full court pressure with 2:25 to go in this fourth quarter. And Watkins Glen will get the ball in to Amanda Shirock. BG backs off a little bit. We'll meet them at half court. Shirock closely guarded by Thornton. Ball is loose on the floor. Thornton will dive on it here. Things are tied up, and a possession arrow will get the ball back to Bainbridge Guilford. So some great defense there by Marissa Thornton off the bench. Showing a lot of hustle. Manages to tie that ball up. And now she'll check right back out of the game as Taylor Palmateer will re-enter. 2:12 to go, fourth quarter. And it's 40-32. Watkins Glen on top. This is a key offensive possession for BG. Here is Abby Selfridge as BG goes left to right. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And now a little bump from Lawton Stone onto Bullis. And that's a foul with 2:01 to go, fourth quarter. And Bullis will step to the line. This is going to be the 1-1 now for BG. And so the seventh team foul. Thornton is going to check back into the game for Taylor Palmateer. So Bob Conway going with a little sub for offense, a little sub for defense. Watkins Glen subbing as well, as Maria Gonzalez with four fouls is going to come back in. So Coach Alicia Learn set Gonzalez for about 5 minutes here in this fourth quarter and trying to protect her from that fifth foul, and now puts her back in. And Morgan Bullis converting on the first foul shot, puts it in. It's 40-33 with 2:01 to go, fourth quarter. Bullis, second shot coming, can't get it to go, rattles out, rebound for Watkins Glen. And the Senecas will take their time bringing this ball up the floor with Allison Teed. She's met right on the arena logo at half court by Marissa Thornton. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter, to the foul line. Turnaround shot for the Senecas. Off the glass, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Watkins Glen with the rebound after the missed shot by Madison Gates. Now down to 1:40 left in this fourth quarter. It's Watkins Glen 40, BG 33 to the right side. Outside the three-point line. Pike thought about a three for the Lady Senecas. Thinks better of it. Passes inside. Now a turnaround shot off the front rim. No good, but she gets her own rebound. That's Madison Gates. And back up top and to the right side. Watkins Glen fans sensing as the time ticks down that they are close to a championship perhaps. They get the ball inside, and just good ball movement here by the Lady Senecas as we come up on 1:05 to go in the fourth quarter. They work it inside, and now BG will foul with 1:06 to go. 40-33, and Watkins Glen will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. That's only the fourth team foul on BG, so we're not even anywhere near the 1-1. BG is just going to have to foul quickly, but instead BG will call a timeout here. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. It's 40-33. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
106 to go, fourth quarter. It's 40-33. Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, on top of the number 1 seed, BG Lady Bobcats. Let's set the scene here for you. Watkins Glen has led after every quarter. They led 13-9 after 1, 22-19 at the half, 32-29 after 3. But BG has just hung around. They've had the lead a couple of times, but it's only been by 1 or 2 points. And now they find themselves in one of the biggest holes of the afternoon. That's the BG Lady Bobcats. They have 4 team fouls. Watkins Glen has 7. So we'll see if BG, after taking this timeout, elects to foul immediately as soon as Watkins Glen gets the ball in. Or will they go for the steal? Watkins Glen gets the ball in. They have a jumper opportunity, but Palmateer Megan is called for the foul. So 2 seconds tick off the clock. And now this will be a shooting foul as Madison Gates will go to the line. Bullis will check back into the game after this first foul shot for Watkins Glen. This one is up and rattles home. Madison Gates now with 13 points. Bullis will come back in for Thornton. 1:04 to go, fourth quarter. Live from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton. Second shot for Gates is pure, and she's got 14. 42-33, 1 minute to go on the big arena scoreboard here in Binghamton. And here is Reyes, top of the key for BG, for Bullis now. Bullis with a jumper. This one rattles off the front rim. Selfridge gets the rebound, and she's fouled and will go to the line. 52 seconds left on the clock, and it's 42-33. Thornton will check back in after these foul shots. Selfridge, the eighth grader, such a bright career ahead of her, averaging 6 points a game this year. To the line, her first shot is up and in for Abby Selfridge. So Selfridge, that's her first point here this afternoon, but she's played almost every minute for head coach Bob Conway. And you look at this team, Megan Palmateer, just a freshman, Rebecca Reyes, a sophomore, Abby Selfridge, an eighth grader, and we know that Bob Conway plays with this crew all year round. The future certainly bright. 52 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Watkins Glen leads 42-34, and Selfridge to the line. Selfridge steps up. Second shot coming for the eighth grader for Bainbridge Guilford, and it's in. Selfridge gets it to go, so she has 2 points after going 2 for 2 from the line, and a quick foul by Thornton. 51 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 42-35. That's the sixth team foul. That's the second team foul against Thornton. And again, BG will bring the full court pressure. We'll see if they will foul right away. Down the inbounds pass. As Watkins Glen deep in their own defensive end of the floor, they quickly get it in, and Selfridge with the foul. That'll be the seventh team foul and bring up the 1-1 with 50 seconds to go. It's 42-35. Make sure to stay tuned later this afternoon, folks. We're going to have the Class D Girls and Boys Championships from Oneonta State coming up for you. At 4 o'clock, it will be Milford taking on South Courtright, the number one team in the state in Class D on the girls' side. And at 6 o'clock, a boys' matchup between South Courtright and Lawrence. That'll be a great game later tonight. So Watkins Glen at the line. They missed the first foul shot off the hands. Looked like it was off of Bullis. Zebra Crew says it's going to go back to BG and off the hands there of Gates. So 48 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's a seven-point game, 42-35. Reyes brings the ball up the floor. Reyes, top of the key, 40 seconds to go for BG. Back to Bullis. Bullis down low for Megan Palmateer, up off the glass and good. Megan Palmateer makes it 12 points for her now. And Watkins Glen throws it in, and there's a foul with 32 seconds to go. It's Watkins Glen 42, BG 37. With 32 seconds to go. First foul on Palmateer. And so stepping to the line will be Amanda Pike with 32 seconds to go. And we've talked about free throws. BG has struggled throughout the contest, whereas Watkins Glen has had a little more luck from the free throw line here this afternoon. And when you look at a close ball game like this, just 42-37, you have to wonder. Now the referees over at the table, getting ready for this Watkins Glen substitution. And so Lawton Stone will check back in, and first foul shot coming here for Amanda Pike in the 1-1 with 35 seconds to go. Big one here for the Lady Senecas, and this one is off the front rim, no good. Bullis rips down a rebound. It's tipped out of bounds, but will stay with BG. So 33 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 42-37. Can BG get something big on this possession? Boy, wouldn't a three be huge here? Abby Selfridge with the ball. Gets to half court, 30 seconds left on the clock. Selfridge to the top of the key. Selfridge, left side ball, tipped out of bounds, will stay with BG with 24 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And so now, Bullis will inbound the ball for BG in front of her own bench as Lady Bobcats in the home white uniforms, they go left to right, they get it into Selfridge. Selfridge at half court, looking to get it back to Taylor Palmateer. 20 seconds left. Now for Megan Palmateer. Turnaround shot back out for Reyes from downtown. Reyes off the mark. Rebound loose for Bullis. She goes up for the left-handed layup. No good. A second chance. That's off the mark. Out of bounds. And the ball back to Watkins Glen with 7 seconds to go. Oh, three good looks there for BG. Reyes for three. No good. And two layups off the mark there for Morgan Bullis. And we'll have a foul against BG, and Watkins Glen will go back to the line to shoot with 7 seconds to go here in the ball game. And so stepping to the line will be Allison Teed for Watkins Glen as they lead 42-37. But if you're BG, that was the look you wanted. Reyes for three just off the mark, and then some rebound opportunities that wouldn't go. First shot is up and off the mark, no good. Palmateer with an outlet pass to Taylor Palmateer to half court. Watkins Glen the steal, and we'll have a foul at half court with 2 seconds to go. But I'm afraid that the time has run out here on Bainbridge-Guilford with 2 seconds left and a 42-37 lead, a 5-point lead here for Watkins Glen. So 2 seconds left. Thornton, the senior, will check back in for BG for Palmateer, who will go to the bench, just the freshman. And a big career ahead of Megan Palmateer, we're sure of that, but this will be the last time it looks like she will share the floor with her senior sister, Taylor Palmateer. So 2 seconds left here and a 1-1 opportunity for Amanda Pike, the sophomore with 8 points. Misses it, rebound for Bullis, and that's going to do it, it looks like. Oh, the clock didn't start off the rebound, as actually it was not a 1-1, it was a two-shot foul as the scoreboard hadn't been updated. So now second shot coming here for Amanda Pike. Pike's second shot is in. So Pike makes it. She will finish with 9 points, and that'll do it. Watkins Glen wins 43-37. They are your Section 4 Class C 2015 champions. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards. We'll be right back. Again, the final, Watkins Glen, the 2-seed, defeats the 1-seed BG, 43-37. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time from the Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. It's the Class C Section 4 Championship with number 2 Watkins Glen taking down number 1 Bainbridge Guilford 43-37. Just a great year for Bob Conway's club. They finished with a record of 18-3. The end of the career for Morgan Bullis and Taylor Palmateer, the other seniors here, Darcy McGilligott, Morgan Gormley, Megan Ferreira, Marissa Thornton, just all the great seniors that are on this BG Bobcats team. Let's do our three awards here. Again, the 43-37 final score as Watkins Glen defeats BG. We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Morgan Bullis here tonight for BG. 14 points for Bullis in her last game in a BG uniform. Averaged a double-double this year. Just a great player for the BG Lady Bobcats. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. Proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Give this award to Marissa Thornton tonight from BG. Just, I thought, did her job so well when she came in and got some key steals and did everything that head coach Bob Conway wanted her to do. Nice job tonight for Marissa Thornton, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO's a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award to Megan Palmateer tonight. 12 points for the freshman. A big career ahead of her. A couple of shots just wouldn't go down for her late in the ball game. Otherwise, it might have been a different story. Again, the final, Watkins Glen defeats BG 43-37. They are your Section 4 Class C girls champions this year, and we'll move on to the state tournament. Stay tuned, folks. More basketball coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll have the Class D finals between South Courtright and Milford. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios, as well as to Greg Davey here in the press box for helping me with some stats and joining us at halftime. Again, 43-37, Watkins Glen defeats BG. See you in a little bit here on WCDO.